Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, June the 12th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in all over the globe as the satellite team gets our call out. And thank you so much, Big Call Universe, for tuning in. We're excited to be here tonight and have a lot of good things to talk about. So before we go to Sue's teaching tonight, which we're really looking forward to, let's go ahead and pray the call in. So here we go. Lord God, we just thank you so much for all the things that are going right in the world for us. And we do pray right now specifically for the preemptive strike that Israel made today, not long ago, to Iran. And they felt motivated to do that because of ramping up of nuclear material that could be used to make a bomb in days, according to the intel that they received. And Lord God, we just pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace for Tel Aviv, and the peace for Iran, that this conflict would be squashed really quickly, that the Iron Dome over Israel would work, and that minimal lives would be lost, even in Iran. We thank you for all that you're doing to prepare us for what we're looking for keeping it on the timetable that we have, and thank you for just your benevolence and your perfection and your caring and loving of us. Help us to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, that prayer was sort of all over the place, but I just was watching.
Oh, it's good.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. I was just watching about what's going on with Israel launching missiles into Tehran, and there was pictures of an apartment building burning, but they're really, I think, going to go after the nuclear sites that might still exist in the desert. So we'll watch over the next 2 to 3 to 8 hours to see what actually happens. All right, Sue, we've had some really fun teachings, and we've learned a lot. Bob and I have been able to participate. You've been able to participate. And I think Big Call Universe has enjoyed, hopefully, everything that they're hearing. So we'd love to hear what you have found for us for tonight.
Well, I think it's pretty appropriate to move our attention and all of our energy back to the title of this teaching. I'm actually going to read, they're sort of short, I'm going to read two.
Okay.
And I want to dedicate this to the awakening of the power source inside of everyone that is listening to these teachings. That there is a great awakening happening, and I want you to feel the power that is in you in Christ. God is your power source. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bear much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Your life in Christ is not a do-it-yourself project. In other words, you're not left on your own to solve problems or meet life's challenges in your own strength. God is with you. God is your source. And you grow in your personal relationship with God, spending time talking with him and studying his word. You progressively learn to look to God at all times, leaning on God's strength rather than your own. You begin to understand that he is your unfailing provider because God is always with you. You have access to everything you need to be victorious in life. peace, joy, confidence, strength, wisdom, and all the fruit of the Spirit, it's all available to you in Christ. Instead of wondering, how am I going to get everything done? Or, how's this mess with Iran and Israel going to take place? How am I going to figure this problem out? Ask God for God's help, strength, and guidance. Trust God to be your source. And then begin waiting with expectation. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Psalm 27:14. At some point in our lives, we all find ourselves praying about a situation like what we just heard about and waiting for God to answer that prayer. Waiting can be difficult, and we often wonder if God has heard our prayers. But be assured, God does hear every prayer you pray and is working out the answers even though you may not know all the details. Until you get an answer to your prayer, you can wait either passively or expectantly. A passive person gives up easily, but an expectant person is confident, believing the answer is just around the corner. Expectancy fills us with hope. It gives us the faith and the strength to wake up each morning with excitement. This could be the day God does something amazing, like the amazing thing all of us are here in our highest and best selves waiting on. Even when you're waiting in the Lord, be active. Actively pray and actively believe that God is working, even when you can't see it. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That was a nice teaching, Sue, to combine those two together like that. Very, very clever and very, very valuable to do it that way. And I think, to have the idea of hope and be active in it as a positive expectation or something positive to result from the waiting, from the hoping, that's where we are. That's what we do. And it's important to see how engaged we can be in prayer, because sometimes, like in this situation with Israel and Iran right now, what can we do about it? Should we take it on, or should we just take it on as a matter of prayer? I say take it on as a matter of prayer, give it to God, and pray for the best result. Pray for the best result to occur, in which the best result is a settlement of peace of some kind. And, it might not be easy to arrive at that peace. It might take some time. It might take some intervention. It might take interference to bring that about. But I really think that's what we should all hope for. And when I say hope, I mean believe for a positive expectation. What was the first part of the teaching, Sue, about? I just had a thought about it. I was trying to bring it back up. I got a little bit derailed by the second part.
It was about God is your power source.
That's right. God is our power source. And there was a mention in there about the provision of God. God will provide. That's Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. And so he's got so many names and attributes that are positive for us to receive. Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Jehovah Tzidkenu. There's so many. I just think we really have to just believe and hand it over to God to accomplish what it is we're praying for. We can be involved in it, but realize that our power does come from God. That's the power. And Sue, you mentioned also, you know, without me, you can do nothing. Meaning without Jesus, without the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do nothing on your own. Now, it doesn't mean you can't do things, but the real important things you do with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you another, a helper, which was the Holy Spirit. And he did after his ascension to heaven and so on. So I think it's really a thing to notice that we have some power in and of ourselves that comes from God. But the real power comes when we partner with God, partner with the Holy Spirit, and believe for things together. And that's what I got out of the teaching so far. I think Bob will light up some things, too, that I'll probably think about. But, Sue, thank you for that. It was a nice combination teaching. And, you know, you brought out John. I believe it said it was chapter 5, John 5:15. And then you also mentioned, I believe it was one of the Psalms. So,
yeah.
Bob, from what was that, Sue?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, Bob, you know, this is an important teaching. What did it say to you, and what would you say to it?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's kind of a night of, you know, mixed feelings of celebrating being together on the big call, but also, you know, worldwide tension at the same time. And I think, you know, this teaching about God being the source and bearing fruit is a very good thing to focus on. You know, because as God is our power source, we can have the most important thing, which is the right motivation. What's motivating us? And if it's the power source of God, that can then lead us to taking the right action and accomplish the right outcome from those actions, and ultimately the right feelings, the feeling of peace and joy and gratitude and a sense of rejoicing. And these feelings that are initiated from that right motivation is the actual bearing of the fruit. It's how we feel knowing we're motivated from that power source. And you know, with the opposite being, you know, what would happen without God? What would be our motivation that would lead to what actions? And if you were to pause and ask yourself, where is my motivation coming from? If I'm not motivated by the power or source of God, well, then what is my source of motivation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to look and examine, could you even find anything, right? Or do you even dare to look into that place where a different motivation might come from? And are you afraid? Are you fearful to even think about looking to a different source of motivation? And you know, in that fear, which is not the fruit you're trying to bear, you can notice how easy it is and how quickly you will come back to God as your power source. Doesn't take much to want to quickly come back, and if your mind drifts away and starts to be carried along by a different source, this is where you have to stand guard. You have to stand guard at the door of your mind, you know, with the power, with the sword of God at the ready to be the zashitnik, the spiritual protector of your own soul, by being ready at every moment to quickly pivot back to the mighty God as our source.
That's good, Bob. It's really good. I like that. Yep, we're supposed to be ever ready with the sword of the Spirit. And that sword of the Spirit's described as the Word of God. So, Bob, I like that. I like what you were saying. It makes perfect sense, and it really fits beautifully. Sue, you can tell I'm a little bit stressed out by this situation, but we have to have our faith in God as we move forward and pray this through. What did you think of this teaching? And it was a beautiful hybrid of two teachings. And what would your comments be about it?
Well, it's interesting because both of you were anchoring into the depth of this teaching. So I'm going to just triple fold it in. And I think, let's use the situation. I love the way you spoke, Bob, to what people are sensing, like they're watching the war break out. They're watching the riots in L.A. And God is our power source. And here's the thing that I think that I'm really noticing a lot. It's so easy for people to get agitated by the situation outside of them. That's your nervous system. That's your body and your neurobiology, how you're wired, reacting to conflict. It's very agitating. It begins to stimulate your fear centers. And just like the teaching said, I'm going to get a little distinct here. You have to notice what you're identified with. So it's outside of you. You want to identify with the power of God inside you, like you said, Bruce, the sword of the Spirit, like Bob said, the motivation. What is your motivation? To look outside of you and see what is on the horizontal plane? And it's normal to go, ooh, that you can feel it. As soon as you hear it, somebody texts you, somebody says something, your first fear is to go, oh, I'm just a person running Christ through me. No. Especially on this call, we're co-creators with God inside of us. And what we can do with 20 million people, 18 million, however many millions of people, we need to see how God sees. Do you think God is worried about a little tiff on earth? You think that God, who brought med beds and is bringing the RV and bringing the this and the that, do you think that if you took that whole energy and you added Christ and all of our helpers from everywhere, neighbors from out of town, do we have anything?
Really?
If we don't. It's like what we have to do is align not with your day-to-day thinking, align. Get in alignment. Go inside. Don't think of God out there. Think about God inside of you. Think about God all around you. Think about the network of God. Think about how powerful that is. And then rest in the motivation you had to turn your attention to the truth that's unfolding. We're letting go of truths that were outside of us. We're letting go of being powerless pawns of things that could get us to react. And people will do it all. I mean, that's what the world is based on right now. people are taking in news stories and this and that. It's okay to get a little bit of it, but to me, we should all be anchoring in God's almighty power in us, through us, as us. That's how it stops. Yeah. That's how you get the right motivation. So those were my thoughts for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Good thoughts. Very good thoughts. Thank you for those. And an interesting, good teaching. Nice combination. So, with everything else that's going on, let's see what we have in the way of any praise reports or prayer requests tonight, Sue.
I just opened Pastor Scott's. Good for him. You're welcome, one who just sent me a text. This is from Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is for our opportunity to move into this quantum world. There's so much to learn, so much to know. I believe we have a leg up on others simply due to Sue's teachings, et cetera. Oh, you're so sweet, Pastor Scott. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
I have so much fun with that. I can see Bob smiling right now. Get ready, Big Call Universe. It's time to change humanity in a way God intended. Loving all people, helping all people as Scripture demands. Love one another as you love yourself. My prayer is for us to know and understand self-care. Oh my gosh, is that so true? So we can help others. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott.
It's good, Pastor Scott. And? Thank you. And it reminds me, Sue, of a teaching that I heard from yesterday from Joyce Meyer about, do you love who you are? Do you love yourself? Because we need to love who we are, even if we have issues and things we're working through. But if you have to love yourself because God loves you. For no other reason, love yourself because you're loved by God.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say that, get that out.
This is from Genia. Heavenly Father, please help us with all our struggles that we're going through daily with health, finances, and unbelievers for this RV, Social Security increases, R&R, and MedBeds. Please give us strength and hope to persevere and keep the faith. We pray to hope all this comes to fruition this week, especially in June. We pray for peace in the U.S. and all over the world for President Trump. May we have a great celebration on 6/14, his birthday. For Flag Day, 6/14, let the parade be peaceful. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Sunday, 6/15, is Father's Day. We celebrate all fathers, especially our Heavenly Father, who loves us no matter what and will never leave us. Thank you for everything you've provided us already and still providing us every single day. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend. Please stay safe through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for your prayer and for your information. Yes, Flag Day, 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army, and President Trump's birthday, all on Saturday, June 14th. That's it. We've got a lot to celebrate. It should be a great day. All right, Sue, any other praise reports or prayer requests, anything?
That's it.
That wraps us up for tonight.
Inspiring praise and prayer, yes.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, I was talking earlier with one of our contacts that I was curious as to how many listeners do we have out there in Big Call Universe internationally, and it came back that it's running around 20 million globally. We had, let's see, 2.2 million in the U.S., 1.6 million in Canada, and 600,000 in Mexico. And the rest were around 20 million outside of the U.S. and North America. So we're still getting it out there. That's good to know.
That's wonderful. And it reminds me, when I complete my segment, I'm going to give you, I have to look up the question, but there's a question about Canada that I want to express. After
a question about what?
Canada.
Question about
Canada.
Canada. Oh, Canada. Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Yeah. I'll take it on best I can. Okay. Sounds good, Sue.
Or maybe you know, at the beginning of your segment or whatever, but your choice.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All righty. Well, Sue, I know DYBF 100 was our latest offering in Designing Your Best Future, you know, that we talked about on Tuesday night's call. I would only assume that a lot of people have written into you because they like the idea of getting that course, four classes, you know, about 6 hours. Have you had the response you expected from that?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Remember, I promised you that when we get to my segment, we're going to do something new. So let's walk into the future and the life that's waiting on the other side. Let's just get ready. Let's create a separate space that is literally your God space for the future. And we're going to start it with this.
Yeah.
Those are healing church bells with solfeggio frequency. And it's a sound to just let your brain know that this is a different space. And the different space is really calling you to remember. And I had a really interesting conversation with a colleague in this neuroscience project I'm involved in. And he was a very deep thinker, and he said, Sue, it's all about remembering. It's all about recalling and remembering really what our spiritual architecture is. And so I'm going to read you some pretty cool testimonials. My thing will load. Okay. That's about the Designing Your Best Future class. And what it's going to do for you. Oh, please don't take forever. Please. I can start with one. I may have to reset this. One person wrote in and said, I would have paid you $1 million for the actionable insights and strategies I gained from this course. I have to reset something here. And here's what you're going to get with the course. You're going to get literally four core recordings. You're going to get a personal priorities map. And this is going to be important for you to really grab hold of. You're going to get 100. We went through the recordings, and you're going to get 150 plus strategic insights for your strategy, for your calm, for your clarity. You're going to get four meditations to ground you and clear out the noise. And the most important thing is commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So listen to what this one person said. I'm going to do two. Actually, I scroll. Dearest Sue, I'm so excited about completing the first three of four classes in Designing Your Best Future. I now feel very supported and no longer isolated. This is the most invaluable information that all on the big call would benefit from. Thanks to this fantastic and eye-opening series of classes, I believe everyone is much more knowledgeable and ready for a new life-changing journey. B. There's another one. Hold on. I love this one. Sue, you are the best. I would have been lost without you. Thank goodness I took four sessions of developing my best future. I never would have felt as organized and confident, both personally and through the process needed to execute my humanitarian projects. Your knowledge, energy, and enthusiasm made it easy to understand and so enjoyable. You've nurtured my best future self, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Kay. So who are you to want to listen to Designing Your Best Future? And why is it important at this point? As we said on the call on Tuesday, all of a sudden all these people that, you know, hadn't heard about this for a couple of years started showing up. And let me describe who you are that would benefit from this course. You're the person that couldn't go through the Redemption Center and then know what to do the next moment and the next moment through the first 2 weeks to 4 months. By now, if you haven't taken any of our courses, by now you should be able to walk through this process blindfolded. Do you know who you're going to ask for? Do you know what you're going to ask? Do you know how you're going to execute? Do you know how to navigate different staffing at the Redemption Center? Do you know what you're going to put in place? Do you know what your personal priorities are? So that when you're in front of a premier banker, you're going to be able to articulate and be clear so they go, oh, we really want to help this person out. They're going to help you, of course. But the more clear and the more like a leader you sound and the more you've taken charge of your direction, how do you think they're going to lean in when you have that kind of clarity? They're going to see you're a person that knows how to direct, that wants to get the best talent, that wants to get the most organization under their belt. That's what Designing Your Best Future is meant to do. And it's very strategic. It's very practical. But it's going to walk you through. So you actually, by the end of the first class, which is what we really want you to listen to right away, if you can't walk through the Redemption Center or walk through the first week with your eyes closed, if you can't see yourself and you haven't practiced and walked it and said, I'm doing this on this day, this on this day, this on this day. If that's not you, then this is the course you really need to get, because you need to structure around the experience you're about to go through so that you can come back into your home, into possibly an environment that doesn't believe in you, and be really leading yourself through Christ, of course. So if you want to get it, this is four recordings with a strategic priorities map. And the best part is it's so easy to listen to. You just push the playback button. It has so much clarity. You heard what those people said. People are over the moon with these courses because it takes the noise out of your head. Now try to picture yourself going through this and not having any clarity or structure in your head. What does that feel like? And what does it feel like when you have light, clarity, Christ, momentum, and love saying, and owning your personal power? When I say personal power, that's your power with Christ. A lot of this is, a lot of people have given their power to everything outside of themselves. Bankers, RV information, this, that. This is calling your power back, taking from someone who's been blessed to work next to Bruce for 10 years. And I mean, literally, I could shut my eyes, have a blindfold on, and literally walk through this whole thing without blinking an eye. You need somebody that could do that so automatically. And that's what we want to do for you, so you're not losing energy over who is this, what's that, how do I work this. That describes you. Please send an email to us at integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put DYBF and just put your name, your telephone number, and we will send it. It comes in one email. All the training comes in one email, so it's very simple. Let me read you what we wrote a while back. You and what you want for your family and projects. What do you most want to experience and live from? 2, designing your first 2 weeks, real estate, security, wealth team development, how to go about designing and building out the most important strategic first steps that will lay the foundation for the sustained and secure growth of your humanitarian endeavors. Talent and culture mindset, what it's going to take to start to think about how you're going to develop a self-managing A-team and why this is critical to your success. And 4, new ways of seeing yourself and becoming a confident, at-ease, high-impact, compassionate leader. A lot of this is identity work. It's like you need to get your, you really need to start living this now so that you can see yourself, you can feel competent, you can be moving through, you know, the aspects and the environment you're going to be in. That's all developed in this course, and it's only $100. It's only $100. And what would it save you in terms of stress, anxiety, not feeling ready? That's why the person said, I would have paid you $1 million. So we have that. And, of course, we still have the MedBed 100. We're making all of our courses 100 at the moment. MedBed 100, and that is so powerful, again, because what are you doing when you're taking all this? There's so many decisions in each of these things, and so few people know. Well, here's what I know. A lot of people, including me, I remember when I was going through this, how am I going to shift my work? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? I'm talking about the MedBed right now. But when you reflect and you slow down and you get the meditations that are on these classes, and you get to think, okay, who do I want to be post-MedBed? What's in my heart? And you get all this information that's coming from, again, being next to Bruce and our number one guy, who's connected to the head of the MedBed program in the United States. You get to really think about how you want to design and what role you're going to play in your well-being, your health, and the contribution you'll make through your MedBed body. That isn't something you just go, this is not a casual thing. So when you're investing in these programs, you're investing in deep learning, reflection, and decision. You've got to decide. But decide with wisdom, which means going into depth. The part you're going to learn is how to get out of shallow thinking and shallow superficial results. We need leaders that are really getting grooved in wisdom, execution, etc. So MedBed 100 and Quantum Leader are designed to help you get grounded, prepared, gathered in your power, your confidence, and your new identity. And all you have to do is send us an email, integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just put your name, telephone number, PayPal or not, and you'll be getting something from us within generally, as short as an hour to maybe, if it's late tonight, we'll get it to you in the morning. So think about how you're investing in clarity, how you're investing in ease, and how you're investing in the life that's on the other side of where you are right now. And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
All right, Sue. Thank you very much for that. It's all good. And, I think those are three great courses that people should be very much interested in listening to and learning and participating in those. Did you have a question about Canada you wanted to ask?
Yeah. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. It was something
I may address
about
it now or I may address it after, yeah.
Okay, was something about they're blocking. Well, I saw that Canada has been, there's something going on with like a travel advisory in Canada. Let me see if I can do this quick. And so a person was right. Here we go. Thank God. You just noticed this comment that says, is there a way to find out what we think we know? Leaked documents revealed that some nations, Canada and Australia among them, were being excluded from early JASARA benefits due to their government's continued allegiance to the cabal. That's good. That means
boy, that's interesting.
I know.
Okay. I don't know about Australia. I don't know. And Canada hasn't been the best as far as taking the right track. That way,
There's a travel advisory in the U.S. I just saw this afternoon with Canada, so I don't like to stir up more angst. I can't imagine that Canadians would be blocked. Please don't create that in your head, Canadian friends, from accessing their JASARA funds. I think there's probably awareness.
Well, I know this. I know that we have a travel ban in place with 14 countries
Canada.
Or something, but I don't think Canada's one of them. And neither is Australia. Those were not nations that were named as far as a travel ban. Now, as far as JASARA benefits, I don't have any idea about that. I have not heard that. So I'm going to say I'll look into it, see if I can find out if there's any truth in it. But I think right now our best bet is to say this is a rumor and we have no foundation in knowing if there's any truth to that, And if there is, I'll find out about it between now and the next call, Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep. Exactly.
All right,
yep.
We'll say it that way. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bruce.
We'll definitely look into it. Canada, our neighbors to the north. We love Canada. Some Americans don't love Edmonton, especially if they're in Florida. But it's okay. Good competition between countries is still a very good thing as far as hockey is concerned. Ice hockey, yep. Air hockey, not so much. Ice hockey, hey, quit making soft ice. That's the main thing. Quit putting soft ice. You got to have the right freezing amount of ice so that you're soft ice, you're not sharpening your skates often like they're doing now. All right, but I think they got that handled. All right, Sue, thank you very much for that. Kind of got off on that tangent. Bob, you're not doing any ice skating anytime soon that I'm aware of. Did you leave your skates up north along with your toboggan?
Along with my parka and my felt-lined boots.
Yeah.
Although
the only
I am
thing
going
about
to
being
Alaska.
The first, yeah, you're going to Alaska. That's right. You better get those felt-lined boots out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. I got that on your calendar. I got that. Bob, the only problem with being the first person in the toboggan, if you're going in a bunch of fresh snow, you're the one that wears the snow as it comes over the front of the toboggan. Because I did that, and I've got that before. Anyway, Bob, what do you think? What can you tell us about what's going on? Any testimonials? Anything else that we need to know tonight?
Yeah. Actually, we do have this testimonial, and I'm just going to read one tonight because it's a little long,
okay.
But it makes a really good point.
Okay.
And let me just make sure I've got it correct here. So this is a lady that wrote in and said, I think my experience with Myotrol and Gladiator barley together is increasing my endurance.
Mm-hmm.
My limit was usually 5 minutes, but it's now 30 minutes. For me, that is remarkable. I kept trying to add in Boomer Boost, but my body is too weak to tolerate much change. So I started with magnesium, then I added vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. I've used them for 5 years. About 6 months ago, I had added the Myotrol, Barley, and Boost. I started all very slowly, but couldn't tolerate, so I stopped and started over, adding first the Myotrol till I got up to the full dose. Then Boomer Boost. I don't tolerate that, probably just too strong. I added Barley. I seem to tolerate it much better. I keep trying Boomer Boost, but it's still too much for me. This, I have a lifetime of health issues, but I've never consumed alcohol, drugs, coffee, or smoked. I'm just the canary in the coal mine. What works well for me is frequencies. I don't have to swallow them. My body doesn't accept much without making a fuss. Thank you for all your research and education. Sorry I'm so slow to respond, but I am responding, and I'm still alive.
Amen. Amen.
The educators at Boomers are great, and I'm so fortunate that Bruce found Boomers. We've learned so much. Thank you. So it was a thank you for you, Bruce. And,
oh, thank you, Bob. Yeah.
This,
who was the gentleman that wrote this in, Bob?
It's actually a woman.
Do we have a name? A woman? Oh, that's
we do.
Nice.
We do.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say it. So, so, you know, one of the first people that ever tried taking our barley, well, it was about, I would say, almost 14 years ago. And that person had just had an extremely serious health issue and came, like, literally within seconds of dying on the operating table.
Oof.
And after and reached out to Boomers after this to say, is there anything that you can do to help me so this doesn't happen again? And it just so happened that there was. It was the type of issue that we could help with. And so we did do that, but this person had the same experience as this woman who just wrote in.
Mm-hmm.
The products were too strong. We always tell people you want to get the strong stuff. If you're older, you need really strong nutrition. And if you're younger and you want to stay young, you want to also use the strong stuff. But there are certain people that it's just too strong for them, and they have to find their own calibration. And this the man I'm referring to from 14 years ago is still using our barley and Boomer Boost, but he can only take like a quarter of a scoop.
Okay.
But he takes it every day, and it helps tremendously. And as long as he continues to do it, he no longer experiences the issue he previously had that almost killed him.
Okay.
But he can't take the full dose. And that doesn't matter. He is fine with the smaller dose. And like this lady was saying, I can't take the whole thing. It's too strong. But what I can take is keeping me alive, still alive. And so if you're a person that is sensitive to new things and you think, well, you know, I always have trouble with anything new, just know that, you know, we have this thing called a slow start calendar where you literally start with a pinch of the product for the whole first week. You just use a pinch of powder once a day. And the next week, you go to a dash, and then you go to two dashes, then you go to an eighth of a teaspoon, then a quarter of a teaspoon, and it takes you a whole month to get up to a half a teaspoon, which is where we usually have people start.
Right, right.
And we've handed out a lot of slow start calendars, sometimes right at the beginning, because if someone has an issue with their kidneys or their liver, you definitely want to use a slow start calendar so that you don't detoxify too fast and create further damage to your liver and kidneys. And some people do extremely well with very small amounts of the barley in particular. We've had many people who were right on the verge of needing to get dialysis that actually made a turnaround, and their biomarker, their blood marker that determines whether or not you need dialysis, called GFR. And when your GFR gets down below 20, you're really in trouble. You want it over 60. And we've seen people go as low as 12 or 14, not start dialysis, start using the barley and turn those numbers around, where eventually came back up above that 60 number. Including a beautiful man who is a veteran that came to our office and with his family, and we were able to help him do that. And so the strong stuff is tolerable in the full doses by most people, but certainly not everybody. But in those two cases I just mentioned in particular, just a pinch and a dash or a quarter of a scoop is the right amount for them and the right mm-hmm. amount, you know, that that can actually save their life. And so that's the testimonial that I had. Bruce, I wanted to let people know that we still have the sale that's going on, and we have that sale which is on our both of our barley products, the Gladiator barley and the Heirloom barley, are buy one, get one half off.
Yep.
And we have some products that are 50% off where you get 50% off each one you get, which is our flax lignins, our premium probiotics, and our olive leaf extract. And we also have a sale, an incentive sale, where if you spend $150 in your cart, we're going to send you some free barley. We're going to send you some heirloom barley in a half-size canister, which can be your travel pack, or if you're just starting out, it can be a whole month supply. If you're on the slow start calendar, it can be a two-month supply. And that you're going to get for free. You have to be sure to add it to the cart. When you're getting ready to check out, go back to shopping and get that small Gladiator barley and add it to your cart, and it'll show up for free when you check out. And so, Bruce, the other thing is that there's this research study that came out, and this came out today, June the 12th. These findings were released, and the title of the study reads, and Sue, you might want to comment on this too. It says, negative thoughts might be changing your brain in surprising ways. Research shows negativity bias correlates with depression, anxiety, and memory problems. And this is a study that was done at the Amen Clinics. Dr. Amen, being a very famous neuroscientist, Daniel Amen. And they studied 20,000 people. And they were able to do diagnostics on the people's physical brain to see what was going on in their brains. And they took 20,000 people that were constantly experiencing, you know, anxiety and depression, and they looked at the physical structure of their brain, and they were finding that they had lack of blood flow in certain areas of their brain, the frontal cortex. They knew that already, but also the temporal and parietal lobes, which is, you know, where it affects your decision making, your memory,
management,
and your emotional regulation as well, are have restricted blood flow if you have a negative mindset. And then they went on to say, you know, that this type of mindset also leads to more suicides and really poor stress regulation, thinking skills are all significantly compromised. Now, when they got to the end of describing this study, and they're showing pictures of the regions of the brain where you can see the diminished blood flow, which they had an idea that it might be happening, but this is the first major study that really proved that your mindset is going to actually physically change your brain. And this is what I wanted you to comment on, Sue. It says the good news is the brain is changeable.
Plastic.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
The brain is changeable, and again, a lot of it is awareness, because it's changeable and it's noticing through self-awareness what you're paying attention to what grabs your attention. And if you're acutely focused, I had this happen this week, somebody sending me something about, did you know they're doing this? And I said, be careful, because they're priming your brain to notice negative, mm-hmm. dark things. And that's where it gets, let me just quickly sum it up. Where it gets important is the world has a survival negativity bias. And if you're not careful, anytime war, conflict, somebody's writing about, did you know that they're doing this? That's putting you right into negativity bias and survival-based thinking. So that's all I want to say about it. It's like me.
That's
you
right.
Absorb it.
It's good.
If you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a lot of times I find that people don't even realize that's
they're doing.
What they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they're hanging around people that are also doing it because
right.
their projection from this negative state is putting off pheromones of negativity, pulsed electromagnetics of negativity, and you're attracting other people that feel the same way, and the next thing you know, you're surrounded by wound mates. And oh, really?
Your
wound did that to you? You could be my best friend. My mom did that to me, too.
And we'll just, I know you want to keep going, but one last thing, but it's really important since you're bringing it up. It can be challenging when you're you could be getting into a new relationship, you could be getting into something, and you start noticing, it's like, boy, it rains a lot here, or boy, whatever. If you notice it, it's very challenging for people that are starting to notice the wound mates, the chronic negativity, how people typically run their minds to shift into, it's not about being Pollyanna. It's about I'm choosing to decide where I can decide to focus on what can create value or what can create good, something like that, to shift the energy. Because a lot of people are surrounded with people like that, and they've lived with it, and they think, oh, that's just the way humanity is, and it's not like that. So thank you for that, Bob.
That's right.
Thank you for inviting commentary, too.
The other thing to stand guard against is the whole concept of awfulizing, where something may have an element of bad to it, but there's no need to amplify it. And, they find that when people tell negative stories about their past, it more than 50% of the time, it actually never happened. Yet they have created a mindset based on things that happened to somebody else, and they maybe heard about it, or they were there. It happened
took
to
it
their
on.
Brother.
Yeah.
They take it on, and then there's a degree of how bad it was. Oh, it was just absolutely terrible, right? When, in fact, another person might be looking and going, that doesn't sound so bad to me. But awfulizing is a tendency.
Right.
And it's a mindset. And what it boils down to a lot is if you are of the belief that things are not okay, right? And if things are not okay, then you're going to have a negative mindset. And when you are of that belief, which in the United States, the average person is of the belief that things are not okay 95% of the time. And what happens is you set up a metabolic pathway where your frontal cortex signals your heart, and your heart signals your amygdala, which then in turn signals your frontal cortex, and it creates this feedback loop that you get stuck in. And your heart literally beats differently than it would if you were able to break this feedback loop. So what do you do if you're a person that has gotten stuck there? Doesn't mean you're a bad person. You know, you could have just been brainwashed, right? And brainwashed people are not bad people. They need to be, you know, valued and loved just like everybody else. But if you are noticing that that is a tendency you have, there's a few really good things you can do. One is you can use either havening or tapping to begin to be aware and to quickly shift. People say, oh, well, I've been like that my whole life. I don't know. Well, guess what? You can shift in 2 minutes using the advanced technique like havening. That's so right. If you rub your hands together gently and rub your arms and a little bit on your face, maybe also tap on your fingertips and do a Hava tapping session, okay? And and you do this, and while you're doing it, repeat a phrase that is driven from awareness and is also anchored in today's teaching about God being the source of your power. And so while you're doing havening or tapping, you can repeat a phrase that says something like this: even though up until now I thought I had to continue with this awfulizing mindset, I completely love and accept myself. And the self that I love and accept is the power of God in the kingdom of heaven that's within me. And I'm so grateful now that I realize I can break this pattern. I can focus on the positive and be at complete peace. And if you do that, cross your hands across your heart and take in a deep breath and then drop your hands down to your knees and palms up and drop your chin down to your chest where your mind meets your heart, right? Where Bruce meets Bruce, okay? And breathe out, you will have a very, very strong feeling of peace will come over you. You'll actually activate oxytocin from your heart muscle, which will travel into your brain. And you'll anchor this new affirmation with an oxytocin high, which is very desirable. So as soon as you're done and you open your eyes and you go, wow, that Hava tapping was really powerful, you're going to want to be like that in the future with this new mindset because it has a paired association with oxytocin. And it works. They say that it works really, really well, but only always.
That's good. I like that. Works really, really well, but only always. Yeah, that's good. You know how much I like oxytocin.
The body.
And you know, I think that calls for a havathon. That would be a great way to do havening and NLP. Have a nice havathon. Yeah. Be great. Free up.
And you know, Bruce, that phrasing that I was just using is laden with NLP techniques, neuro-linguistic programming. And so you're using NLP with havening, but also with EFT, the emotional freedom technique, which is the tapping. And so they're layered on to each other and interwoven. And at the end, with crossing your hands on your heart and breathing in is a common bioenergetic exercise that creates that final anchor of your new affirmation.
Good stuff, Bob. Okay, good stuff, Sue. Well, thank you for your comments on that, Sue. And, Bob, I love the way you went into all that. Let's let everybody know how to get to your site. If you want to go to Bob's site, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on, that's my site. When you land on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on it, it'll take you right into the Boomer site, and then you can go through and see all the various products. You can learn about the differences between gladiator barley and heirloom barley, and you can look at the Boomer Boost and the 68 different compounds that it includes, that it contains, and learn about all the items on sale. And then down at the footer of the page, you can go into neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, tapping, havening. All those podcasts and videos are down there, and they're really good. And Bob's got a treasure trove of information that you can catch down there. And it's all free. So you can put a sale order together now. It's a good idea. Get something out there to you. And I like the fact that you've got the deal where if you do buy $150 worth, you can get a free canister, a small half-size canister of heirloom barley. And I like the way you said you could use it if you're just starting out. You could use it, if you want to take it up for travel purposes. You know, a lot of different ways to use that small canister. I have a couple of those, and I use them for when I'm going to travel. I pour Boomer Boost and barley in and make my mix into one of the canisters and just have to take the one smaller canister with. And that works pretty well. Thank you, Bob. Very good. Let me everybody know there's a phone number to call to get in and ask any questions that you have, or if you need some help on something. They're very good at offering help, especially to Big Call Universe. And so I really love the fact that because Bob's on the Big Call with us and has been for coming on 10 years, next month will be 10 years, that they love that and respect that. They love Big Call Universe customers. So the number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that's terrific. Bob, thank you very much for that. And let's see, do we have a time hack just for fun?
Yes, it's 17 after 10.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Bob. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about where we are today. Today's the 12th. We know that we've got major things happening on the 14th. Well, let's talk about what we heard happened yesterday and found out about last night. There are certain people that have been, I'm going to say they've been paid through the quantum financial system, but we're not really sure who they are. And I'm trying to figure that out, and I haven't been able to find out definitively. It's a pretty good sized group of people that have been paid out, and I'm not sure who they are, but the good news is, the indicator is that things regarding the RV are moving forward for us. The quantum financial system, as far as I know now, it's fully integrated globally. Everybody's connected to it. Everybody's connected to the Starlink satellite system. Everybody's connected to the blockchain technology and the fintech system. So we've got all those systems interconnected and everything set. Now, we've got our accounts in the banks that were mirrored but now are actively in USN, okay, where they were in USD, now they're in USN, and the USN is one of the big things that will be announced when Nisara is announced. Now, let's talk about that. There is an announcement, and I believe it's been pre-recorded, that President Trump is going to make or play, this thing will play, at 8 a.m. Monday, the 16th of June. And we believe it is a global announcement, and we believe it should occur possibly using the emergency broadcast system, the EBS. Now, what we had heard about this was that it should be announcing some of the basics of NISARA. It may also reference JISARA, even though Jesara has already moved forward in some ways, where Nisara has barely gotten started, if at all, in our country. So we'll look for that. I don't know how it's going to air. Like I said, it could be on the EBS, could be on just news channels that normally pick up President Trump's announcement. All I know is it's supposed to occur at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Monday morning. Okay, so if you're in California, it'd be 5 a.m. there. So I don't know what it's going to be about exactly, but we don't know that. But we think it has to do with Nisara, and it may have to do with our new asset-backed currency we refer to as the USN. So we'll look forward to that. Now, prior to that, what's going to happen on Saturday? Saturday, you know, we have the 250th year anniversary of the U.S. Army celebration. We've got the parade in Washington, D.C. to commemorate Flag Day. We also have, which will be a military parade with a lot of equipment, and I understand it's coming from 9 different military bases, some coming as far away as Texas by train, tanks on these flat cars that are on, you know, coming by train, coming in, and also, you know, other bases around, probably in the, it could be from a lot of different states, really. It might not be just Texas and, you know, obviously Fort Bragg down there in North Carolina, I think it'll have a presence. I wouldn't be surprised if there were one or two flyovers that might be done by Air Force or our naval aviators. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, parade is supposed to start, if I heard the news right, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, with fireworks coming on at 9:45 p.m. So if that timeline is correct, there's supposed to be something on the mall, which is that grassy area kind of where the reflection pool is and all that. That area is supposed to have some other kind of events happening there. Between like 10 and 4 o'clock, 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. But I think the parade, which sounds late to me for a parade to start, but I think it's supposed to start around 6:30 p.m. So we'll have to double-check that and check to see if that's what you guys are getting. That's what I've received so far. Could be a lot of fun. Could be really good to celebrate and to see what they actually bring down Constitution Avenue and other streets in D.C., I don't think they'll be going down M Street, but you never know. So that's happening. All right. Now, supposedly, we are to get that indicator of something happening over the weekend. The most recent information for us is saying that we will get notified quite possibly Monday and begin exchanges on Tuesday. And I can tell you one of the reasons I believe that could very well be the case is we know that Redemption Center personnel are going in Monday at noon, and that would let me think, maybe we're going to get numbers Monday after noon, meaning after 12 noon sometime. And on Tuesday, they're going in at 9 a.m. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, okay, that's probably where we're setting appointments on Monday, having received the 800 number, and we're going to start exchanging, Lord willing, on Tuesday. That's why I think they're going in at noon on Monday and 9 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, that, to me, is a good indicator. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to happen, but that's what it's pointing to. Because this is coming up to where this needs to go. And it needs to kind of go now. They want this to go. And we need to go ahead and be part of it. And so that's what I'm hearing is the so-called timeline that we're getting. And we know that Everybody has signed recent non-disclosure agreements between the banks and redemption center people. They're making sure the people at the redemption centers are who they say they are. They're getting pictures and signatures and stuff like that sent back to headquarters so that they can verify everybody that's going to be doing our exchanges. That kind of stuff is happening yesterday and today. They have email addresses on us already to know roughly who is going to be calling and who's going to be going for exchanges in a certain area near certain redemption centers all over the country. I think that's good. They're just basically crossing their T's and dotting their I's and getting everything ready, shifting personnel, retraining, doing last-minute training on everybody, and bringing everybody to a full knowledge of what is happening. And I think they've also are sending emails out to make sure everybody knows, or they have already sent, so that the staff in the redemption centers know the timeline of what is going to happen when. And that's what they're signing off and returning to HQ so that everybody's on the same page. So that's interesting to me. Beyond that, I just don't know what to think about anything else that there is, because, you know, the only thing that we knew we would have to deal with were these insurrections and shenanigans in various cities across the country. They've already snuffed out quite a few of them, all the ones in Texas yesterday with Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and one other town in Texas. And I think certain states are going to be just ho-hum, no big deal, maybe a peaceful protest of some kind, but I really wouldn't expect a whole lot. And then there's some, obviously, out west. You had San Francisco, Seattle, in Washington, Portland in Oregon. You had Minneapolis and Minnesota and, Chicago, Illinois, and other cities like Baltimore. And there are certain cities, I don't know, Denver maybe, you know, there are certain cities where they have what we call hot spots. And we know the National Guard is prepared to go in if they haven't already. And we know that the police and the county sheriffs and the, for example, the Texas Rangers are obviously, you know, there in Texas to help put out anything that needs to be done. But I'll tell you one thing. If the Marines are called in and have been called in, you can forget rubber bullets. They're going to be using live rounds. And I don't want to see loss of life over this stupid stuff, because, you know, what ICE is doing is what is constitutionally allowed for them to do, and the removal of illegals, and especially illegal alien criminals, needs to be continued and brought out of this country, and I'm in favor of that. Now, listen, I speak Spanish. I speak French. I can get along with Canada. I can get along with Mexico and Central and South America, right? I've been there, done it. But, you know, there's no sense for these people to be coming in like they did over the years of Biden's reign, 4 years straight, 10, 20, 22 million people coming in unvetted. We don't know anything about them or who they are. And then we find out who they are, and it's like, it's time to go. It's nothing personal. It's just, if you're going to come into this country, you need to do it legally, lawfully, not illegally. You know, and if we had to build a wall, we had to build a wall. You know, that's what had to happen, and it worked. It works, and it needs to be completed. I don't know if we've got it finished yet, but it needs to finish the last 65 miles or whatever it was. So that's how I stand on it. I think that most of everything, I don't expect a lot of nonsense in D.C. I really don't. I don't expect it in a lot of states, but you know, it could occur to some extent. I want to make sure that we all pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of Israel, Tel Aviv, and other cities in Israel, that the Iron Dome will hold up, and that, of course, we don't really... I know why Israel has taken a preemptive attack against Iran into Tehran to try to defuse any nuclear capability that they're... my understanding is they are very close to mid-range nuclear weapons. We don't need that. And President Trump's not going to stand for that. Now, we're not in it as of now. We're not involved. We're standing by and letting Israel do what they're doing with Iran. And I hope we do not get involved in it. And I don't think that we will. President Trump will not want to do that. He wants peace. We have a trade deal, we think, with China. I believe that has come through yesterday. He's working it out on all fronts. So let's do this. Let's just believe that we are going to move forward with the timeline that we have. Now, it is subject to major incursion, but I don't think we're going to have too much of a problem domestically. The protesters, if you want to call them that, are being paid through a trust that they seized and don't have any funds to pay people out with. And that's what they resorted to, looting in L.A. Because they weren't being paid. And, maybe that's going to help it to die down. Hopefully so. I want President Trump to have a happy birthday. I want to have a great Flag Day celebration and parade. I want to have the Father's Day, very meaningful for all fathers across the country, on Sunday. And, of course, you know by now, it is always the final round of the U.S. Open Golf Championship on Father's Day Sunday. It always coincides that way. So, that's really interesting. So let's just do this. That's really everything I wanted to say, except one thing. This is a great time to get the new offering that Sue has brought out on designing your best future, DYBF. And I put the 100 on it since it's a $100 purchase for four classes, hour and a half each, 6 hours of pre-recorded on one email, one link that you can literally listen to at your own pace. Go through it, listen to that. And, you know, you also have, for those that haven't received it yet, you've got a MedBed 100, which is a cool two-night course on the med beds and everything you should know about them, what you can ask about in your interview process, all of that. It's all included there. And then you have one other option, which is the future founder. Let's see, what is it? It's Quantum Leader Future Founder. And I shortened that to Quantum 100. But it's Quantum Leader Future Founder. Again, another two-night course, approximately 3 hours, and that's also available for 100, and it's extremely valuable. That one and the Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100. All good. Each one's 100. So just send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED. I can spell, believe it or not. Integrated, INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. And get that email out. Let her know if you have PayPal and want to use it. Otherwise, she can invoice you through PayPal, and you can do that. Put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email and send it on up. And then keep an eye on the emails that are coming back in. Because one will say, yeah, we got your request, we're activating, we're doing it. The next one will say, okay, here's how you make payment, and then so on. And the last one will be, you know, the actual course, you'll be getting that in form of email. Okay, so make sure that you let her know which courses you're wanting, whether you want MedBed 100, Quantum 100, or DYBF 100. just put either of those, all of those, or whatever, in the subject line. 100 for each. Okay? So send that off to Sue tonight so she can knock that out and get those out to you as soon as she can. Otherwise, guys, I think we're on track for everything to happen Monday, Tuesday is what it's looking like right now. So let's stay with that, and let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you are in control. You are our power source, and we need to align ourselves with you and work with you in partnership in everything that we're doing, what we're designing, what we're experiencing, and what we're looking forward to creating in the future with our projects and everything else. Thank you for your love for us, and thank you that we can love you back. And we do. And we thank you for everything that you've done so far for us and what you'll continue to do with us through this blessing. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen and amen. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Let's celebrate on Saturday and keep an eye on what's going on. And we'll probably have a call on Tuesday, and it might be that we have numbers on Monday and can set our appointments and start on Tuesday. So let's just see how the weekend goes and see how Monday and Tuesday go for us. Okay? All right, everybody. God bless you. All right. Let's say good night.